Derek Williams passed away after telling officers he couldn't breathe. The officers had told the robbery suspect to quit faking his medical problems. Squad car video of Williams becoming unconscious drew national attention. Milwaukee-based U.S. Attorney James Santel says the video was disturbing to watch.
However, the evidence does not establish that the video duplicates what the officers themselves actually saw in the back of the squad car that evening.
Santel says an infrared camera captured the images in low light, but he argues it can't be shown that was the vantage point of the officers. Santel says overall the case does not show that the officers willfully or unreasonably deprived Williams of his constitutional rights. Williams' mother, Sonia Moore, tearfully told reporters that the prosecutors were too soft on the police department.
Everybody should stop being friends and do their damn job. Because no, everybody's not doing their job. They're not doing a thorough investigation like they said they would.
Attorney Jonathan Safran, who represents the mother of Williams' children, says the case probably isn't over.
I believe anyone who saw and heard the video will feel that there was a willful disregard of getting medical attention for Derek Williams. Despite what infrared camera there might have been, despite what people may have been able to see, we at least all heard it.
Safran says he might have to file a civil lawsuit to try to hold someone accountable for Derek Williams' death. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.